WikiLeaks has confirmed Ecuador cut off Julian Assange's internet connection over the weekend, ending rumors that it was the U.S. or the U.K. Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa has advocated for Assange's right to free speech, but WikiLeaks has caused some strain in relations between Ecuador and the United States.
With Donald Trump facing mounting accusations in the press of groping women, and Hillary Clinton facing daily disclosures from hacked emails released by WikiLeaks, the candidates have one final shot at making their case to a mass audience. They'll face off against each other and Chris Wallace.
In the audience will be the outspoken billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mr. Mark Cuban. Hillary Clinton won the last debate, but a lot of her supporters were disappointed. They wanted a knockout punch. You think that's going to happen?
No, because he's not the kind of guy he can knock out. The only way that Trump wins is if it's very organic and his believers, his cult comes out in force and comes out in far greater numbers than anybody expected.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday. It's October 19th, 2016, 5:11 in the morning. Glad to have you along for another edition of The Opening Bell, another market day. And we have lots to talk about today. First of all, I'm concerned a little bit about the numbers I'm seeing this morning. Boy, the Cubs really could have added a little bit of insurance last night. I'm a little bit worried about those numbers in particular this morning. Go Cubs. We have to win tonight, and we'll be watching that, I think, a lot of us, instead of the debate, although that is another big important thing that's happening today that we'll be keeping our eye on. But, boy, the Cubs really have me a little nervous this morning. Let's find out about the other numbers now from the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures are pointing toward a lower open this morning on Wall Street, off about 5 points. The NASDAQ and S&P futures are lower as well. Some good news in the oil market. The crude oil is trading up about 71 cents a barrel this morning at $51 a barrel. Gold and silver are also trading higher this morning. Here's some headlines as you begin your business day today. The Transportation Department proposing that airlines be required to refund fees when checked bags are substantially delayed. Among other steps to protect consumers, the department says it is issuing a rule that would force airlines to report flight delays by all the planes that fly under its banner. Major air carriers haven't been including flights operated by regional carriers for the larger airline in the performance report to the government. Consumer advocates say that makes a major difference in the records of those major carriers because some of those regional carriers are often delayed many times because of weather. The department says it's also issuing a rule prohibiting online ticketing services from favoring one airline over another in response to consumer searches. Airlines will also have to report how many wheelchairs they mishandle. It is the first time that information has been required. The new sweeping rules, again, by the Department of Transportation that are being proposed to make it more transparent in our dealings with the airlines. As we move into this business day, there's news on the Volkswagen emissions scandal. Several angry Volkswagen owners have told a federal judge that a $10 billion settlement does not adequately compensate them for the automaker's emissions cheating scandal. They're part of a vocal minority who objected to the deal, as hundreds of thousands of others signed up for payments. Well, today in Indianapolis, it is a major convention. It is the National FFA, the Future Farmers of America, now just known as the FAA. More than 60,000 expected there. If you've been listening to this program on a regular basis or the station on a regular basis, you know that Orion Samuelson's also been reporting there's a record enrollment in terms of membership in the FAA. We want to bring in the National FFA Communications Director, Marketing and Communications Director, Christy Meyer, who's with us today. Christy, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I think I may have misjuxtaposed a letter there. I apologize. FFA. I knew I was knew what I was trying to say, but my brain wasn't putting it out there properly, I don't think. But congratulations on the enrollment. Congratulations on your convention. This is going to be a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, we're really excited to announce that we have almost 650,000 members this year. So we're really excited that agriculture and agriculture education is really gaining popularity with our students.
650,000. Put that in a little perspective for us, if you could. Go back in history and maybe give us a sense of where it started and how it's grown.
Yeah, so if we want to go back in history, we can go back to 1928 when 33 young farm boys in Kansas City got together and wanted to create Future Farmers of America. They wanted to create a group to really, you know, embrace agriculture. And then we have just grown throughout the years. And the last 10 years, we've really seen an increase in our membership. And we really attribute that to the fact that there's more than 235 unique careers in agriculture. And our students are starting to understand what kind of opportunities agriculture education FFA offer them.
33 to 650,000. That's amazing.
It's quite a leap.
It is. Well, Christy, we're going to get into some of how it is important for some of these young people to get involved with FFA, how it's not just preparing them for the farms, it's preparing them to be business leaders. As our conversation continues, again, we're on with Christy Meyer this morning of the National FFA as they get ready to hold their convention in Indianapolis. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, here are some stocks of local interest we're watching for you. Archer Daniels Midland up just a fraction this morning, $41.98 a share. Also this morning, Deere & Company up just a fraction, $86.61. And United Airlines is up about a full percent this morning at $53.68 a share. We're also watching Boeing, which is up more than a percent this morning at $135.10 a share. It's 520.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, surprisingly strong earnings from Netflix, United Health Group, and other companies put investors in a buying mood Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 75 points to 18,161. The S&P 500 index rose 13 points. The NASDAQ composite added 44. Yahoo's earnings report was the first since the company announced a deal to sell its digital operations to Verizon. Yahoo beat Wall Street expectations, but its revenue plunged 14%. The less-than-stellar results could put pressure on Yahoo to complete its $4.8 billion sale to Verizon. A proposal from the Transportation Department would force airlines to refund your baggage fees if your checked luggage is substantially delayed. Now the DOT will have to determine what substantially delayed means. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 86,000 trucks and police cars to fix a short circuit in the alternator that could cause the engine to stall or catch fire. The automaker is aware of at least one injury and several fires blamed on that problem. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program, 521 this morning. Christy Meyer with us today. She's the Marketing and Communications Director. The National FFA Organization, their annual convention is in Indianapolis. More than 60,000 expected, membership of 650,000 just bursting at the seams. Christy, good to have you with us this morning. I want to get back to this discussion. You alluded to it early on. Of the number of different careers that are involved here, 235 unique agricultural careers in all kinds of things. What are those in? What areas? Give us a sense.
Yeah, Steve, I think a lot of times when people hear about agriculture, they immediately think of production agriculture. But what our students are finding is there's a lot of science involved, from biotechnology, food science, wildlife management, veterinary science. So there's just a lot of aspects of our everyday lives that are touched by agriculture. So our students are starting to find that there's a lot of opportunities for them out there that's a little more than just the normal day farming that sometimes we think about.
And it's pretty much shifted from more jobs are in these other areas than actually on a farm. Is that an accurate way to describe that?
Yeah, it is accurate. In fact, the USDA came out recently and said they're a little bit concerned because there's so many job opportunities in those fields that they're needing people to fill that pipeline. So we see a need for that. And so we're hoping that we can help our FFA members explore those careers and help fill that need in the pipeline in the future.
And I know we were talking about agriculture and agribusiness here, but this really stretches across all areas of business, doesn't it? The members of the FFA are being prepared for just about any job in business, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You know, we see our FFA members this week at convention, and we really know that we're looking at our future leaders. FFA not only prepares them for careers in agriculture, but it also gives them leadership skills. So I have a feeling that out of the 60 to 65,000 we see this week, we're probably seeing some of our future leaders.
Some of our future CEOs and who knows who else, maybe some of our elected leaders as well in the organization. What is it about FFA that attracts these students in? Is it that you've grown and sort of adapted over the years to all of these different areas?
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason, Steve. I think part of it is they find that there's a lot of opportunities. It's gives them a lot of different options why they're in school, because if you're an FFA member, you also have to take agriculture education classes. So it's intracurricular. They have opportunities in school as well. And we're also finding that they really enjoy our leadership skills that we teach too, because that's something they can use inside and outside of the classroom.
If you could give us a sense too of how you prepare the young minds for these jobs, this life in the future, is there some sort of way of doing things in the organization that is different from, let's say, another organization?
I think in part it's because they have that intracurricular and they have that classroom experience. In addition to that, this year we partnered with Discovery Education for a website called agexplorer.com, and they're able to go on that site and really find what kind of classes they need to help them in their chosen career. So they kind of have a guide and a pathway for figuring out where they want to go in the future.
As a matter of fact, I'm on that site right now, and that's why I stumbled there a little bit, because it was just a little bit surprising to see all of the different areas here: agribusiness systems, animal systems, biotech systems, food products and processing. I mean, this really is everything we talk about every day on this business program.
You know, it really is. And one of the great things about convention this week is when our students are here in Indianapolis, we have the expo. And during the expo, we have a lot of our sponsors present. And then we have sorted them also by the pathways you just mentioned. And so if they have a particular interest, say in agribusiness, they can go to that area of the expo and talk to those vendors who are there and find out a little bit more about those careers and really explore what those opportunities could be for them in the future.
Again, that's agexplorer.com. Christy, I know the convention's also a time where you can single out some of the leaders of the organization of the FFA for awards and honors. Are there some of those coming as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things at National FFA Convention is our top award winners. So that will happen throughout the week. Many of our members have come from their states. They might have won at the state level, and they'll be competing at the national level. And once they receive that recognition, they'll cross the stage during our general sessions and be recognized by their peers.
One of the great things that I think about this organization is when people think of FFA, they may think this is mainly for rural schools. That's not really the case, is it? You have schools in some really big urban areas.
Yes, we really do. We're in some of the largest urban areas. We have chapters in Philadelphia, in Chicago, in Indianapolis. We're really all over. And one of the reasons for that is because agriculture is so broad and so diverse that there's a lot of different things that our students can study.
Talk to me a little bit about the vision. I know that there are several different areas that this group focuses on: mission, vision, voices. What's the vision for the future?
Well, our vision is we want to grow leaders, we want to strengthen agriculture, and we want our students to help build communities. So one of the things that we've always stressed is service. We want our students to go back to their communities and really determine how they can help their communities grow, you know, whether that's through leadership, whether that's through service projects, giving back, and really, too, helping spread the news of agriculture and why agriculture is so important in everyday life.
And this part of the being the voices and building communities and being leaders, it's something that we're sort of lacking nowadays in our as we discuss the election. It seems like our choices are fewer and fewer. It would be nice to get some really nice new voices and choices in that mix.
Absolutely. And I really think when you see these young people this week, I really believe that these are going to be some of our future leaders.
How can we watch outside of this? Can we go to the website and watch the event as it happens?
Yeah, so you can go to FFA.org, and the convention will be streamed, and you can also watch it live on RSD TV.
And we can keep in tune with Orion Samuelson, who I know will be there broadcasting as well and reporting on that. Christy Meyer is the Marketing and Communications Chief at the National FFA Organization. Again, their big convention in Indianapolis. Christy, congratulations again on the numbers, and have a great week there in Indy.
Great. Thank you so much.
Now, WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is 5:38. Welcome back to the program on this Wednesday edition. If you're 25 years old and you're already a CEO, you've pretty much made it in my book and probably yours as well. Ariana Pierce is with us today, and she is a 25-year-old CEO. Ariana is with us this morning. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being with us. And I say that because I think anybody who gets to the point where they call themselves a CEO at 25 is doing something right. So congratulations. But you have written
a
book.
Thank you so much.
You've written a book called Skip the Party and Just Start a Business. Tell us about your book and how you have become so successful at being an entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, Skip the Party, Start a Business. First of all, to tell you a little bit about my life. I've been an entrepreneur technically since the age of about 13. And I know that's really young, but I wrote my first book with my mom. I told her I wanted to write a book for young people on just school and things I was dealing with as a young preteen. And then when I was about 17 years old, I said, okay, now I want to get serious about business. I want to put my name on something. And that's when I created my first nail polish line called Superstar Nail Lacquer. And it was this vegan friendly, and I still own it. I still have that going on, but it's this vegan friendly economy, just awesome economy free, nail polish line that I created for women, and it's fast drying. And so that's what, or eco-friendly, I'm sorry, I was trying to think of the name, eco-friendly, economy friendly, and fast drying. And I created that nail polish company for women around the world, especially college students at the time, because I was going into Michigan State University. And so I said, I want to create something that's really great for young people, that's healthy, but they can just put on their nails and keep going. They can go to class really quick and they can be out the door. And so that's what inspired the line. And then later on, now at 25, I wrote the book Skip the Party, Start a Business, because, over the years, I've been getting a lot of questions on how did you start this nail polish company? It seems so hard. What did you do, as a young person? How did you stay focused? And so I decided, well, why don't I just put this tell-all book about my life out, about how I started the business and how other young people can start their businesses too and be successful at a very young age. So that's where the whole idea of Skip the Party, Start a Business came from.
And inside of that is this idea, your history, really, of people trying to distract you, trying to delay you, all of this other stuff that sort of gets in the way. Your suggestion is what? Follow your own discipline, right?
Right, exactly. And so, like, one of the chapters in the book is called Discipline. You're exactly right. And I talk about how you have to have a certain discipline to be successful in school. It doesn't have to be just in business. And that's the thing about this book is that it's about business, but it's about being disciplined in your entire life, with getting good grades, with having a great relationship with your parents, with, going on, even if you have to work a job at first and you're not an entrepreneur right away, how to be excellent in that arena. And so really just the discipline of just saying, hey, I'm going to turn away from the distractions of maybe friends, distractions of maybe go partying too much. A lot of distractions that young people or college students get into that can really get them off course from, living their purpose or from doing their business or creating this great life for themselves. And so I write that in the book. And then at the end of each chapter, because my philosophy is you can tell people what to do, but it's better to show them, what to do as well and give them an example. And so not only do I show them, about my life, but I say, hey, here's an example. I want you to go out and do these, certain disciplines, talk to your teachers, go out and make a business plan. Even if you can't, come up with your business right away, do something towards your future so that way you can be successful now and not later.
How do you know that when one of the distractions is not an important warning sign, perhaps, and when it is a distraction? When are you able to know which one is which?
Yeah, well, here's the thing is, the title is Skip the Party, Start a Business. So some people say, well, does that mean I can't ever go to a party or I can't have fun? That's not what it means. The difference between a distraction and, I guess, maybe just having fun is that distractions lead you off course and they pull you away from what you know you're supposed to be doing. And so, for me in college, on the weekends, I would spend most of my time doing my business instead of going to parties or hanging out with friends. But of course, as a young person, you want to have fun. I know that, being realistic, you want to have a good time. So what I would do is I would schedule in that fun. I would say, okay, today I'm going to, you know, hang out with my friends today, or today I'm going to go to the movies or do these activities, and I'm not going to do any business today. It's just going to be fun or a family day. And so I think that's the difference, is when you, you know, when things are pulling you away from what you're supposed to be doing, maybe your homework or your assignments, then you know that that's a distraction. But there's a way that you can plan fun. And I even talk about that as well, where, you know, schedule in time to have fun so that way you can stay creative and then just, you know, enjoy life as well.
You've also been pretty open about disappointments. And too often we can see these disappointments in our own life and they can really derail us. Is it because we think about them too much and focus on them too much?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you focus on your failures or disappointments, then they do lead you off track. Because you, many times we have a lot more victories than we do failures, but the failures just seem so big, you know, because really they get to us emotionally. You know, when we have victories, it's like, okay, cool. And then you move on to the next thing. But when you have a failure, you feel bad about yourself. Then you begin to question yourself. I remember actually in my business, the first, when we were first starting, I, you know, this major network, I can't name them right now for legal reasons, but this major TV network came to me and said, hey, this was right when reality TV first started. And this wasn't the wild reality TV. This was like the classy and nice and awesome California type of reality TV. And they came to me and they said, hey, we want you to create this nail polish line for our TV show. And I was so excited about it. This was a major opportunity. Millions of people were going to see it, and it was going to be with some major celebrities at the time. And so we were going, and I was excited. I got overly excited. And before signing any contracts, I know that's crazy, but sometimes in business you get really excited and you just go off of, you know, people's words instead of a written contract. And so, you know, they said, we're going to have this. We want you to create 10,000 bottles of nail polish because they're going to sell out super fast. So anyway, I got all these bottles of polish made, put names on them for this certain reality TV show, custom made them. And then right at the last minute, they called me and said, hey, you know what? We're going to pull out of this deal. We just don't feel like you're ready to handle it. And but you're also not able to use our name with the bottle of polish. Now I have 10,000 bottles of polish with, you know, the name for this company and for this brand and for this TV show. And so that meant going back, changing every single label for this nail polish collection. That meant I had to sell an extra 10,000 bottles that I didn't even plan to sell on my own. They were geared towards this TV show. And so that was a huge failure I felt in my life. But, you know, after a while, I said, you know what, I have to use this as a lesson learned to say, you know what, now you have to sign contracts. Now you have to negotiate. Now you have to do things on your terms. And so it actually helped me, because if I never had that experience, I wouldn't know what to do today.
When you talk about discipline, too, I don't know about you, but in my life, I discipline myself and I trust myself.
Yeah.
But do you open the door for anybody else to be a touchstone or help you with that, Ariana?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, I consider myself a disciplined person now after doing this for a while. But, you know, and especially as a young person, like I said, because I know when we say skip the party, start a business, it can seem sometimes unrealistic, and it can seem like, okay, that's great for you. But I believe that it can be done for anyone, but it starts with getting a mentor. And so that's what I did. I knew as a young person that I would want to be distracted, that I would want to go to the parties, that I would want to have fun, that I would want to do all these extra things that may get me off course. So what I did was I went to a mentor of mine who was a bit older than me, and I said, hey, I want you to help me stay on track while I'm in college. Make sure that I get my work done. Check on me. You know, make sure I'm doing this. And they had experience with college and especially with Michigan State in particular. So they knew the campus. They knew the teachers. They knew the discipline that it took to graduate. And so having that mentor in my life really just helped me to stay on course. And they really just forced me to do what was right. And I think having a mentor is great to be successful in any arena. You need someone to help you stay on the course, to stay on track, and just to help push you to the next level. Because sometimes there's going to be moments where you get down on yourself. You say, you know what, I just want to quit. But that mentor can come in and say, you know what, nope, we're going to keep going, and you are going to be successful.
Again, the name of the book is Skip the Party, Start a Business, A Must-Know Guide to Good Life, Real Love, and Successful Entrepreneurship. Ariana Pierce, thanks for being with us this morning on The Opening Bell.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
All right. And you can find more, by the way, with Ariana at her website, Ariana Pierce. That's P-I-E-R-C-E.com. And on Twitter, you can follow her as well at Ari the Heiress.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program at 5:53 on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures pointing toward a higher open on Wall Street, 14 points higher this hour. S&P NASDAQ futures higher as well. Let's get the latest on agriculture and commodities now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. Yesterday, for the first time in four sessions, soybean futures ended the day lower. They started in positive territory, getting some help from the USDA announcement that China had bought 706,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. That was announced before the market opened yesterday. But that also brought farmers selling into the market. And so by the end of the day, we saw the November soybean contract down 5.25 cents and December wheat down 4.5 and December corn down just 0.5 cent in yesterday's trade. We continue to struggle in livestock futures. Chicago Mercantile Exchange with the lean hog futures down for a third consecutive session, weakened by already ample supplies as the East Coast plants of Smithfield Foods come back online, and that does make a difference. You'll recall they shut down because of the hurricane last week. Well, Monday and Tuesday of this week, we have processed 881,000 head. That's 101,000 more than the same period a week ago when Hurricane Matthew was causing all the problems with agriculture on the East Coast. Well, today, opening day of the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, and tomorrow and Friday, I'll be reporting here on The Opening Bell from Indianapolis to keep you up to date on what's going on with about 50,000 FFA members in town. I'm going to have a great day. You have one, too. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You have the best day possible. Now the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Wednesday, October 19th. Here's some of the economic reports we expect out today to be released by the government. The Commerce Department has an analysis of housing starts across the country last month. Later on today, the Federal Reserve releases its Beige Book, another report that could furnish more clues about the condition of the economy and the status of another interest rate hike. Also, Morgan Stanley set to report its quarterly financial results before the market opens. American Express coming after the closing bell today. A couple of other important things, not necessarily drivers of the markets, but things we'll be watching. Forbes announces its best states for business list, and the European Space Agency mission to Mars, which launched on March 14th, is scheduled to land on the Red Planet today and begin its science operations, the first of three joint robotic missions to the Red Planet. The ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter will study the chemical makeup of the Martian atmosphere, which focuses on trace gases, including methane. Also, in terms of space today, the moon and one of its brightest stars in the sky passed each other very early this morning in what was called the moon occultation. If you had clear skies today, you may have noticed this or not. Not as well known as an eclipse or a meteor shower, but this does occur when the moon passes in front of a star, and it does create a little bit of a spectacle. So hopefully you got to see that before dawn this morning.